This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
So the black ones we've got 1,712, orange 794, dark blue here, and that's 1,190. Dark blue, 1,000.
So these caps I've washed by hand, and they need to be clean to send down to Victoria to go through the machines for the mobility aids for the children.
So Karen, you've come to us to get something across to the listeners and to the community here in the Douglas Shire, and what is exactly that?
That's to say that Lids for Kids is still alive and well, despite a rumour that I heard about 4 weeks ago. I don't know where it started, somewhere in a shire obviously. Someone came to me and said that the project had stopped and that people were of the impression that we weren't collecting lids anymore, which is totally untrue. I was very ill a few weeks ago. I won't go into the details, but I was in hospital, and I guess a few people thought that they hadn't seen me on Facebook or whatever, that something had happened and it had all gone kaput, which is totally the wrong thing.
That's good. It's good to clear that up because, you know, somebody spreads a rumour around the place and something you've worked very hard for, suddenly people go, oh, well, it's all over. But it's far from that. In fact, you're continuing on, and this is really getting bigger and bigger.
It certainly is. Nationally, there's been over 2 million caps collected. That's 2 million pieces of plastic from not going into landfill. One of the girls down in Townsville, who's also a regional, I should say I'm a regional director for the Far North Queensland area, so that's from the tip of Queensland across to the Northern Territory border and down to Mission Beach. But yeah, certainly Lids for Kids is alive and well, and that we've partnered with Envision down in Victoria, which is how I first got onto it actually, to make mobility aids for children without hands.
And so it helps with limbs and all of that sort of thing. So just recap for those people who don't know much about what's happening. How did it start and why are you so passionate about it?
Well, I can't speak on behalf of anyone else because I don't know their stories, but my 8-year-old granddaughter came to me about 6 months ago from Victoria and said, could you please collect bottle caps for me, Grandma, because we're doing a project at school.
And these are plastic. Only plastic,
yes.
Ones.
And they're only number twos and number fours. So it's the low density and high density plastic, that being milk, soft drink, Coke bottles, and the UHT lids. So anything other than that, pop tops and the like, are not eligible.
And they're different colours too. Is it important that they get separated? Are they?
Oh, absolutely. So we not only wash them, but we separate them into colours. Now there's 18 different colours.
Really?
Yep. So they range from black, dark blue, white, red, pink, green, silver, right through to cream, orange, yellow, purple, gold, aqua and caramel.
Would never have thought that caps, I would have thought blue, red and white, that would have been about it. And maybe black.
Yes. Yeah, well, they're the most popular ones because a lot of people, as you can see, there's a lot of blue in there and a lot of red and certainly a lot of black. So a lot of milk caps, a lot of Coke bottle tops.
So to sum this up, the rumours of your demise have been highly exaggerated.
Yeah, probably didn't start as I imagined it, but it certainly upset me a lot. it's not just me, though, that's done this work. Like, a lot of the community have got in and pitched in and helped wash and helped sort and helped collect.
So if they heard that this, you know, this was no longer going on, they'd say, well, all of that time I gave. But you're saying, do not worry, it is absolutely still going on.
Yeah, well, that's right. I'd hate to think if that information got into some poor collector's ears, and they would probably not like that very much.
So anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I'd like to give a big shout out to High Falls Farm, who over the last at least 4 weeks has been opening up their doors and inviting volunteers and Rotary members in, and along with Rotary, of course. They've washed probably in the vicinity of 8,000 to 10,000 caps over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I really thank Lynn and Shorty out at High Falls. It's a fantastic thing for them to do, and it certainly saved a lot of time. What they've washed in probably 2 to 3 weeks took my husband and I a couple of months.
These caps, of course, go down to Melbourne, don't they? And you've got help there as well.
Yes. So Blenner's Transport came on board about 2 or 3 months ago. They kindly offered space in their trucks to bring caps from Cairns down to Victoria for free. So that's fantastic, because the transport would have been our biggest issue in terms of cost and things like that.
Well, Karen, thanks for contacting us, because that's what it's about. If you want to get a message across to the Douglas Shire, that is what we're here for. So I'm glad that we could help.
Yeah, surely do. And I'm not very able-bodied at the moment. Like I said, I won't go into that, but I can certainly do a lot from home still on my tablet and phone.
But you'll get stronger and you'll get back into the work okay, as long as we know and let people know that it's still going ahead and everything's fine.
Yeah, I'm not letting this one go.
See you later.
Bye, thank you.